Great. Welcome back, everybody. Here you are with us, your hosts of Drinks with Friends, Madison Ray.
And that guy, Ray. How's your snowpocalypse treating you?
Yo. I'm already thinking about early retirement, bro.
I got stories. Let's get into this.
Before we get into story time, this podcast, of course, is brought to you with help from our friends at Android DSM, Power Up,
and Susie Sweet Treats. Singing Gritty is love,
not cocaine.
Shout out to Susie too. She made me the edible arrangement for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and she went over like gangbusters. It was delicious. Props to her.
What was in the arrangement?
It was pineapples, strawberries, and grapes. Like she's not a melon person.
Yeah.
So we didn't want the honeydew and the candy.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like I don't need that filler for you.
Even if it's nicely bald.
Right. Yeah. So well. So there's the heart and flower shaped cut out pineapple.
Okay.
Chocolate covered strawberries with the homemade ganache and shit.
Hey.
And patented Susie Sweet Treats sparkle to it. It was a good time.
That's a good trademark. Glitter is a great trademark.
Right.
So I mean, if y'all want some of those glittery baked goods
or fruit,
it's on some next level shit, y'all. Hit up Susie. Get those sweet treats.
Yep, she's also branching out into healthier options for people doing like keto and things like that, to where she's using like sugar substitutes, still grow butter, because that's actually okay.
Yeah.
Keto. I haven't tried any yet, but she's going to be doing a big launch for that here next month in March.
So. Well, you know, the thing is that what I really appreciate about her specifically, but also some of these smaller bakeries, is like, there's the opportunity to really offer, you know, things that, whether it's vegan baked goods or, you know, gluten-free baked goods.
Allergen-free
baked goods. And now, like, keto-friendly baked goods, or at least, you know, treats.
Right.
You know, like, that's such a cool thing. You know, where it's like...
You can still treat yourself without feeling guilty. Yeah. While staying within the parameters of your diet or your lifestyle.
Out here living our best lives.
Deliciously.
Yes. Speaking of wanting to live my best life in all this snow. Okay, first off, let's go ahead and just... For any of our listeners who are not bogged down by all this bullshit. What's the best way to put this? Actually, my guy Dan Umphen, I think, may have said this the right way. It's like winter has been like charging down the B button for the last 6 years, and then just released it all in the last 3 weeks.
You thought.
Yeah, yo, it's like every couple of days we get dumped on. Ugh. Like first it was like polar vortex. Here's some negative ass 20 ass like. Freeze.
Stand outside for 5 minutes.
You're done. You're dead. You're dead. That's it. Like, on some planet Hoth, cut open a tauntaun, crawl inside a living creature type shit.
Like,
yo. And then it's like just regularly dumping 6 to 10 inches of snow.
Yeah, it was 50 degrees on Christmas.
Like, it was 50 degrees this week.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, you know, when people think of winter, you know, they think of Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was 50 degrees on Christmas, and everybody thought, like, we escaped. And then my favorite month, January, came and was like, oh, we thought.
Wrong.
And then all of a sudden, now through February, it's really been just laughing at us. Like, Groundhog's Day came, and they're like, oh, yeah, winter or spring's right around the corner. Nope. Oh, I saw, I mean, today somebody actually made a meme out of, Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
Where it's like, but you said, you know, it's like, you said I was like, if you're not first, you're last. And then, like, the dad goes, oh, hell, Ricky, I was high when I said that. Somebody put the groundhog's face on the dad. It's like, you said spring was right around the corner. Oh, hell, I was high when I said that. I was like, yo, clearly.
Or the Debo memes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the Ike Turner one that I
bought. Thanks, yo,
yeah,
bruh.
That was a good one. Winter saw us taking our jacket off yesterday and turned back around.
But that all being said, it's total bullshit. Total bullshit.
And I love winter. I've always been the weird black person that loves winter and loves snow, and all the other niggas I know looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And for me, like, it's like this big...
You're deeper, offensive.
Right? For real. Like, it was like Yana's MAGA hat. Like, people were mad at me. Like, people still get mad at me over that shit. But oh well, like, I still love it. And to me, the whole new year, my birthday being right by the new year, like winter and like the whole covering up all the old, something new can arise from it. It's like the phoenix rising from the cold ashes. I've always respected it and enjoyed it, and I'm a winter dad. Like, I like playing in the snow with the kids way more than I like being out when it's fucking hot and muggy and shit like
yeah.
that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm not about that life. We got AC and video games. So I winter, like,
outside for what?
You know, like, you mean I can German suplex my son into a snowbank and like everything's cool? I'm with it. I'm here for it.
He's laughing. I'm laughing. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
good. But now we're grown.
Yeah.
And now I have to drive in it instead of getting my mom to like cart me around and risk her life in it.
Yeah.
And that shit is a game changer.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta get up and go to work. I'm gonna get snow days from work.
Yo.
So my company doesn't care about its employees. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care.
What company does?
Right.
Yo, like, actually, what I've been seeing is school cancellations are working in a way that it never did when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like they'll mention, hey, there might be a storm coming. Everyone's like, cancel it.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Yeah. But y'all still got to go to work.
Right?
Yeah,
so then
right?
you got to find accommodations for the children. Luckily, I don't have to worry. Like, I'm good on that front. But there are a lot of people out there who aren't.
So no.
People are having to call out and shit like that. Like, you know, it's hard out here. It's hard out here.
Bruh, today I spent no less than 65 minutes shoveling my driveway. It was back-breaking,
yeah.
moving 6 to 10 inches of snow.
Right. Compounded by snow plows.
Eight inches at a time, basically. You know what I mean? Because, like...
You need a bigger shovel, bro.
Bruh. It's a big-ass shovel.
Mm.
And even then, you know, it's like... You know,
and your driveway's like a big hill.
And it's a... Yeah, yeah. I got a big suburban, you know, yeah. driveway.
Right.
So, like, I got a hill... The surface area is large.
Right.
But also because of all this other, like, up and down global warming bullshit, like, there's also a nice layer of ice under everything. Because it would thaw. Because
yeah,
it thaws. It
freezes again over
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, literally, 2 days ago, it hit 40 degrees.
Right.
And it was, like, nice.
Yeah.
And it snowed, or, like, no, it hit, like, 1 degree that night and then snowed mm-hmm. the next day.
Yeah, so
right?
everything was wet and damp.
Uh-huh.
And everything was a sheet.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, like, okay, so I work nightlife, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing the entertainment thing. And first off, let me just say, like, it's bullshit that, like, alcoholism is so serious that bars will not close in the deadliest of, like, listen, I worked through the polar vortex.
Right.
I've worked through about three snowstorms, like, this winter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, yo, these places want to stay open because everything else is closed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And the fact that it keeps happening. It keeps getting dumped off. People are going stir crazy. They want to get out of the house.
Yo, and that's the wildest shit of all. Like, you would think a sensible person would be like, look at all that snow. There's no way I'm going to drive in this. Wrong, my dude. Wrong.
See,
like, people consistently come out in the worst weather. Like, you're like, there's no way. There's no way people are going to be a part of this. And then you're like, let me just take a quick head count. Why are there 45 people up in this spot right now when there's, like,
seasonal, you know what I'm saying? Well, I also think that really plays a part in it. Like, you want to get out, you want to be around people, you try to fight that off. Gonna go ahead and self-medicate, right? Find somebody to help keep you warm. That's why there's about to be a grip of October babies. Like, there's gonna be so many kids born in October this year in the Midwest. Like, this shit's gonna be crazy. Like,
bet.
Because what else have you been doing? Like, I tweeted about that. Like, it's Chicago when they had it, where everything was shut down in Chicago. Like, one of the biggest cities in America, one of the busiest cities in America. And they shut everything down because of the polar vortex.
Yeah.
And, like, they were finding homeless people, like, frozen to the street and shit. So I posed a question. I'm like, so, I know there's about to be a whole bunch of babies born. But all you Chicago heads, are y'all still muting R. Kelly? Or are you out here body rocking, knocking the boots in the snowstorm?
Bruh.
That's the real question.
God, I hope not.
Like, that's the real question. All right, mine's one of those. But back to what you're saying with the bar thing, this is going to lead into my adventure that I had last night.
No, I'm setting you up.
Yeah.
So, I'm like just stunned. Like, and as the snow gets worse, more people show up. Mm. Like, you would think, like, oh, we've hit, like, capacity. Like, it's going to chill out. Like, people are probably going to try to start, you know, closing tabs and bailing early to try to, you know what I mean, before it gets any worse. Wrong, my dude. Mm-hmm. Wrong. Like, it hits about midnight. And then, like, a dozen more people just show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, roll up in the Suburban. Like, these motherfuckers hop out like a clown car.
Throwing that four-wheel drive on.
Out here reckless, my dude.
Right,
like,
four-wheel drive apparently also equates to four-wheel brakes. Right.
The hubris. So check it. I finally get out. Mm-hmm. It was like okay for like 10 minutes. And by okay, I mean like passable.
Yeah.
You still gotta, you know, pump them brakes and drive slow.
Right.
Take your time. All that winter driving shit.
Yeah.
That like people, you would hope that people understand.
Right. Especially ones that have lived in winter conditions before.
The problem is, like, I'm not in my normal, like, neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So I got like a long drive ahead of me, even without the snow. And by long, I mean like 25, 30 minute commute, right?
Yeah.
Under normal circumstances.
Yeah. Turn to hour and 15 minutes.
Bruh. And at this time of night, the only people who are really, truly crazy enough to really be out and be about that life are truck drivers. Mm. So trust, like, the panic is real.
Yeah.
Like, some shit goes...
Please don't let this motherfucker jackknife into me, like...
I'm saying, like, I'm legit, like, I got, like... Not only my heat cranked, but I got that music, like, really bopping, okay? Like, I got that 21 Savage, like, bumping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is how I go out.
Might as well go out feeling like a G.
Right, I'm saying, like, this is some kind of weird Midwestern G shit. Like,
you felt like Cleo and Set It Off, like.
Yeah.
When she turns on that last mixtape before she hops out the car. And
bruh. So,
like a cigarette.
So we hit like whiteout conditions.
Yeah.
And again, for people who are not familiar with whiteout conditions, imagine snow falling so hard and so fast that you can't see further than maybe 5 feet ahead of you.
It's crazy too because your headlights don't really, especially at night, because your headlights don't do anything for you because they're bouncing off all of the falling snow.
Right.
So
all you see is more snow.
Right. You got like 15 feet.
And it's a trap.
And it's too short to like stop for anything.
Right.
Really.
So. Right. Exactly. So like if I hit an emergency situation, I try to hit them brakes, like that's it. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
And I can't see any trucks.
Right.
I can't really, like I see some high beams like kind of behind me, maybe. Like, how far is that? I don't know. I can't really judge.
Yeah.
You know? Because also...
rear illuminated snow is what you see behind you.
Basically. Yeah. Basically. Because, like, even though, like, my shit's, like, going, like, it's snowing so hard that, like, it's accumulating on my windows again. Mm-hmm. Like, yo. Duck has tomorrow off. Uniform. It's very thrilling.
Oh, fuck. Honestly, it's fun. It's fun... Until you realize that those people that are out and they're enjoying this and they're out having drinks decide to get on the road. And then they compile with the winter effects the fact that they've been drinking and decide to get behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Yeah. A friend of mine, actually a friend of ours, we won't say any names because it's kind of sketch. We ain't trying to snitch on nobody.
Right.
We ain't on that.
I did that last night.
We on some 6ix9ine shit, okay?
Right.
So like, one of our homies really... enjoys getting drunk during the winter because it's a great opportunity for him to drunk drive with no consequences, because if some shit goes down, he's just gonna be like, oh, I hit a patch of ice. Mm. It was the winter. Mm. It wasn't the Hennessy, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Somebody thought they were gonna go like that last night. So we got team bone last night. It's my girl's birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
So we had been playing some shit. So we were out and about. We did like an escape room, which we lost. I'm kind of mad about that, but we lost because of pride. Like, I didn't want to ask for extra clues and shit, so we waited too long to start asking for the clues.
Ooh.
And then like the game master was like this really sassy like black dude, like, and I don't mean sassy like in a typical like you think sassy. Like, I mean just like he had a smart ass mouth.
Yeah.
And he was like watching through cameras, like he wasn't in the room. And so I'm like, bro, you wouldn't say this shit to my face, because I was ready to slap the shit out this dude. Okay. So we go to dinner after that, and then while we're at dinner, it starts snowing. So her friend is coming to town to celebrate with us. We go back to get her car, and then we were going to go back to our house.
Okay.
So we're driving down Urbandale Avenue.
Okay.
And it's like it's basically a two-lane street, and there's a big-ass median in the middle.
Okay. Right?
So we're headed home, not too far, like Urbandale Avenue, 56th in Des Moines, if you're familiar with it. And there's a stop, 56th Street, there's a stop sign, you know, she was blown across. Apparently this bitch just decided not to look both ways, because she sees the stop sign. And I drive down the street every day coming home from work. Right?
Yeah.
And so most of the time people will go stop in the median and then continue going. No, she decided not to stop in the median and just plowed right the fuck into us. Like right into the driver's side door. And
no
then, like,
shit.
Going, like fucked up the back tire, like the bumper and shit.
Whoa.
All the side curtain airbags went off on both sides. So like side curtain went off on the driver's side, on my side. And I'm like watching shit happen. Like, oh no.
Right.
Oh, and, like, no. Like comes down on me, like in the back seat. Like all this kind of wild shit. So I make sure that Sam's okay and everything. We hop out the car and, like, up on the curb. Well, her door's stuck. Like, she can't get out on her side. So yeah. She's just, like, climb over, get on the passenger side. We sit out there, and then old girl, and I call the police, which, number one, was weird as fuck for me anyway. Because, like, as soon as I make sure she's okay, I'm fucking calling the cops. Like,
right.
Because, you know, she's supposed to do an accident.
Right.
Fucking calling the cops. So before I even look at the damage, I'm out. You know, I'm calling, like, hey, we just got hit. You know, nobody's hurt, but, you know, we need somebody to come out here. Like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I really shouldn't have said nobody's hurt because I didn't bother to check on the other person yet.
I just made the assumption.
Right. The two people in my car weren't hurt.
Everyone so, I care about is fine.
Exactly. If they say it is, whatever. So yeah, we get that done, everything, you know, I call, and they dispatch me over to, like, the non-emergency line. I'm like, yo, we just got hit, here's the location, send somebody out.
Yeah.
And so, they're like, alright, we got somebody on the way, and here comes the girl who hit us, walking up. And now, mind you, Sam's friend, who's coming from out of town, is driving behind us, so she witnesses the whole thing.
Right.
Like, she's, like, you know, a couple car lengths behind us, following us to our house.
Right.
She saw all of it.
Right.
And so a girl comes walking up, and she's like, is everybody okay? Like, yeah, we're good.
Wait. Pause.
Yeah.
Please describe this woman for our listeners.
She was a short, very thin Caucasian lady.
Okay.
According to her Polk County inmates information, she was 5'3 and 110 pounds.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, I jumped the gun on that part. It definitely falls more into the story. So not only I called the police, but I snitched on somebody to the police last night. So it was like a real weird evening.
That is
for
a weird.
Me.
How old is this driver?
She's 33. Okay. Her birthday.
So we're talking peers.
Yeah,
Pierce.
Yeah, she's 33. Her birthday is March 2nd. She's going to be 34. That came into conversation because Sam's birthday, again, is tomorrow. So she's like, yeah, we were out celebrating my birthday tonight. And you just T-boned me. Awesome. Happy birthday to me. Like, you basically totaled my fucking car that I got 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
It's a nice whip.
Right? Like,
it's a nice whip.
Yeah. She's all geeked, you know, with her heated seats and backup cam and all this shit.
Yeah, and it's like family friendly.
Yeah,
you know, it's like big and spacious, but like still like dope and like
right.
not like something you do in
minivan, right?
Yeah, like to yeah,
yeah. Well, so yeah, so she's already like she's not happy, but in good enough spirits. Everybody was okay. The kids weren't with us, you know, like it was all right.
Yeah,
and so here comes this little lady. And she's extra talkative.
Okay.
Like, mama. And at first, I'm just like, whatever, it's nerves. She just T-boned somebody. But the first thing she asks, she comes up, she's like, who'd you call? I'm like, PD. Like, I don't even think anything of it. Like, I just called the police. Like,
yeah.
But she's like, oh. And then she just starts talking. If you've ever been in an accident, which luckily I've never been in one while driving, but I've been passenger for a couple. Like, basically, you're not supposed to say anything. Like, your insurance tells you basically don't say anything.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Yeah, yeah. This is.
They're going to determine fault, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a whole process to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then all of a sudden she's like, oh, you know, Sam's like, yeah, it's going to be my birthday, blah, 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 happy birthday to me. She's like, oh, my birthday's coming up too, da, 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 da. Sam's like, yeah, I'm turning 30. She's like, oh, yeah, me too. It's like, Well, you're also turning 30. Like, well, no, I'm 33. I'm going to be 34. So she's getting friendly, right?
Right.
I say all this just to say that she's getting friendly. Like, she's getting friendly in this situation that I don't need you as a friend. Like,
right.
I'm really not happy with you right now. But I'm trying to hold it together because I'm out in the middle of the night with three white girls and the cops are on their way. I'm not trying to be the one to go to jail tonight. Like, basically.
Bro.
I don't need that. I don't need that action in my life. So that's my thought process. So I'm being cordial enough, you know. She's all, and so she, like I said, she's talking. Then all of a sudden she starts apologizing. Oh, I'm sorry. So she probably said she was sorry like 40 times, which is like, you know, that's basically an admission of guilt. Like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, you stupid, right? And then yeah. She's like, the cop gets there and is taking the information and everything. And Sam's like, it's cold, so she goes and sits back in the car because she's like mad about it. You know, she's mad, so she goes and sits back down. And so it's me and Sam's friend, out here while this lady is still talking. And so, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, man. She's like, I just went to the store and I'm having a bad time because I got to the store and I had my cart full of stuff and I didn't have my card, so I had to leave home back from the store. And she's like, my boyfriend, he's at home sick with the flu, can't get out of bed, da, 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 da. And she goes, but you know what? It's all good. At least nobody's going to jail tonight. And so me and Sam's friend, like, kind of look at each other like, well, so I be going to jail tonight. As her friend, like, she's like really outgoing and very friendly, so she's all like, oh yeah, everybody's okay. Like, no, I mean, yeah, that's great, nobody's going to jail, nobody, stop apologizing, nobody means to get in an accident, da 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 da. Like, she's being like real. And so then the girl goes, oh man, I'm so glad you guys are super cool. She's like, I've been having a few drinks tonight. And then, like, and number one, you know me. And so when she said, I'm so glad you guys are cool, like, you guys are awesome, I just look at her like, first off, bitch, I'm not your friend.
You don't know me. And that's
exactly like you don't know Ryan at all. I'm not. I'm really not this nice. Like, it's taken, and had my children been in the car, this would have been a real different conversation. Like, real different conversation. But then she's like, oh yeah, you know, I've been out having a few drinks. Skirt, like, everything stopped. Like, me and Sam's friend, like, look at each other, like, and so Sam at this point is like over talking to the cops. And then, so yeah, Sam's at this point, she's over talking to the cops. Sam's friend pulls out her phone and she's like, yo, she's been drinking. Like, tell the cop to do a breathalyzer. So Sam tells old girl, or tells the cop to do a breathalyzer, and so she comes back to the car, and then cop calls the girl.
Wait, I got some questions.
Yeah,
well, let's take a quick break.
All right.
To refill our drinks. This is such a great cliffhanger moment, but I have some questions before we go any further.
I've got answers.
So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the thrilling conclusion.
To my adventure in being T-boned.
Some bullshit. Alright, we'll be right back.
Oh my god, she's hot.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Fresh drinks and a cliffhanger to resolve. So I have some questions.
Yeah,
or some maybe questions / observations.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, she's real chatty.
Yes.
And she's trying to like buddy up with y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, good thing you guys are cool.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Like building these weird, like she just T-boned y'all and now is trying to be like y'all's best friend.
Right. No, and
giving
remember,
some life story shit, right?
Remember, the first thing she asked me was coming up, well, is everyone's okay? Who did you call?
Right.
The police. So it took about 10 minutes for the cops to get there. She asked, who did you call two more times in those 10 minutes? Like, who'd you call? Oh, yeah, the police. Like, and then she realized, like, so yeah, she had all kinds of.
Right.
Yeah. So and clearly then, she was nervous about this.
And then she tried to hit you with, like, the white woman tears.
Not yet.
No, well, no, but, like, but in explaining, like, in doing the victimizing thing of, like, oh, my boyfriend's sick and I've had that, and this, like, she's mounting all of this stuff to gain your sympathy to pull that trigger because nothing is more disarming in our country than the tears of a white woman.
Hmm. Yeah.
Amongst other white people, other white women, like, especially in the notion of, like, specifically in black suffering. To like then shift that narrative of like, listen, I know I fucked you over, but like, my life is so. And I feel like already it's starting to mount into that situation when she's like, she's being extra talkative, she's trying to be like buddy buddy, but then she's also laying all this like sad sack shit on y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, even though she hit you, somehow she's like trying, it feels like she's trying to like twist it into like,
not only that,
woe is me.
But she's downplaying the accident, so like, the cop gets there. Right, and then so the cop.
Okay. So wait.
Yeah.
So, we've got this little 10-minute window of her, like,
basically trying pleading, to become our friend.
Pleading with you, but also trying to be buddy-buddy, mm-hmm. downplaying the severity of the situation.
Well, she didn't start to really downplaying the severity of the situation until the cop shows up.
Okay, so, so the cop rolls up.
Yeah, cop rolls up.
Okay.
Cop gets there, and they give, you know, they give, she's like, they exchange information. She's like, oh, no, we've just been sitting here talking. So both of them give their information to the cop, right?
Yeah.
Like, Sam and then the girl.
Yeah.
And so the dude's like walking away to go check it, and like he's blocking the street so people can't, you know,
right.
nobody's gonna hit us because like Sam has her hazards or whatever on, but she's like, you see on the street, it's yeah. like a one lane street plus a bike lane.
Right.
And so we're right on the corner, like on an intersection.
I would say a busy street, but like a main drag. Like Urbandale is like
it's well used.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It's not a busy street, but it's definitely especially a through road.
In like, a suburb type
right.
scenario.
Yeah, it leads absolutely. To a, it's a residential, so it leads to a lot of people's homes. So right. yeah, fairly busy enough. So. We're like basically blocking the bike lane, like the back passenger tire's up on the curb while the driver, like the front of the car is still like facing into the street.
Right? Yeah.
And so the cop gets there and he moves back around and has his lights on so people are known to like drive around. But it's also snowing, so people are acting like a bunch of bitches, like they can't get fit through. And this is where the cop was hilarious because he starts yelling at people like, there's plenty of room, get out the way, like, like move, come on. Like he's yelling at the people while he's trying to get back to his car to run information.
Right. Right.
So, and so then the girl starts like downplaying that. She's like, oh, well, it's just like a fender bender, right? Like, you can go ahead and move the car. Like, are you sure? Like, you don't need a tow. Like, you can just move it, blah, 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 blah. So at this point, I'm thinking, like, maybe she just doesn't have insurance.
Right.
Because it's also come to light then that this is her boyfriend's car that she's driving when the cop pulls up. Because she pulls out the registration. She's like, here's my license, but this is my boyfriend's car. So his name, and my name's not on the registration, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or yeah, her boyfriend's insurance license.
Right.
You know. So, and then, so then she starts trying to downplay. Oh, you don't need a tow. It's just a fender bender. Mind you, the back driver's side tire is looks like it's turning a corner. Like it looks like if one of the front tires was trying to make like a 180
degree turn. Yeah, no, she jacked her tire, but also Sam couldn't get out of the driver's
right.
door. So
right.
like clearly, like
all
it's not
the
just
side curtain airbags have gone off.
Yeah.
So like you can't even see out the windows because the side curtain airbags.
It's enough impact that this is not just some little fender bender.
And now, mind you, her car just had like a cracked front fender. Like,
yeah.
Her shit wasn't like, I ripped her license plate or some shit off. Like, I got caught in a bumper just laying in the street. So her car really wasn't that bad. It was like an 05 Volvo or some shit compared to Sam's like 16 fucking Equinox.
Yeah.
You know? So she's just trying to downplay this whole thing. Like, downplay the whole thing. And then, so, like, the cop's gone. That's when Sam goes to sit back in the car. And she's talking to me and Sam's friend, talking about, like, oh, telling her sob story, more of this, that, and the other to us. Well, no. She told the sob story. This is when she's telling us that she then had some drinks. After she was like, oh, at least nobody's going to jail tonight. And then she said, oh, she had some drinks. And I'm like, well, somebody's going to jail tonight. It's not going to be fucking me.
She definitely had. She tried to shoot her shot, though.
Yeah, she tried. She failed. I lack empathy.
Yeah.
Like,
well, considering the situation.
No, in general, I lack
empathy. Yeah, but I'm saying, but like, given, especially a time to not be empathetic, this is the time to not be empathetic.
And not only that, but I've built a 10-year relationship with a white woman, and we've learned quite a bit about each other. White tears don't work on me. Real tears work on me if it's something you should really feel bad about, absolutely.
Yeah.
But like my girl has sisters and stuff who she has one sister who used to be quite proficient at playing the victim.
Yeah.
Like had a master's in that shit.
Yeah.
And people would fall for it and I've never been that guy. Like
Same.
I'm not that nigga. Like
right. That sounds like a personal problem. Right. Good talk,
good
though.
Luck. Good luck. And my whole thing is like I'm a big fan of learning from my mistakes. Right. So like, and that's another thing. So like, if you're making the same mistake over and over again, I really lack empathy.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't know this, but so long story short, you gotta wrap this up.
Yeah.
We tell the cop like, yo, she just told us she's been drinking.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, I smelled alcohol on her breath. That was gonna be my next step.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, like, so Sam and her friend are in the car, and I'm still standing outside because I'm like, I'm still mad, right? But I'm like holding it in. Like,
right.
I'm heated.
Right.
At this point, I'm angry because I've like done all this above and beyond shit for my girl's birthday. Like, I planned all these surprises. Like, the night was going great. Today ended up going great. Everything was good. And then we got T-boned by a drunk bitch in the middle of Des Moines, basically.
Yeah.
Like, Beaverdale.
Yeah.
Like, I'm heated.
Yeah,
I'm mad.
As you should be.
I'm mad as fuck. And I'm wearing my fresh, like, red and white Jordan 1s, like, and now I'm standing outside in the snow, like, cold feet, cold hands. I'm mad. Right. Yeah. I'm angry. So I have no sympathy or empathy for this lady at this point. Like, I'm just trying.
Zero.
I'm just trying to hold it together and not cuss people out.
Yeah.
Like, this, at this point. Like, basically.
My fucks to give.
Right. And so I'm
exhausted.
Like, he's talking to the old girl, and then I'll say, she's in the back of the car. I'm like, yo, put her in the car. Put her in the car. Why are you niggas not listening to me? He put her in the car because they're like having a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, stop. Pay attention to me. Bitches in the car. So she's in the car. Tow truck guy comes, and, you know, tow dude's out here. And then he starts talking. He's like, oh, yeah, man, it's a crazy night. You know, things haven't really gotten bad yet. You're one of my first calls in the night, but there's going to be people calling. It's just getting crazier because this is like 11:30. So it's a little bit before even like the whiteout conditions. So
right.
It's not horrible.
We're not there yet.
But dude's gonna have a long night ahead of him, and he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, yeah, where's the beers at? You know, I should be at home drinking beer. Like, no, that bitch should have stayed home because she was drinking beer. Like, I don't want to hear shit about beer right now. I got hit by a fucking drunk driver.
Right.
Like,
right.
So if you could just stop trying to be my friend as well and put the goddamn car or the goddamn tow truck so I get the fuck out of this goddamn snow and come home, then we'll be good. Because at this point, my patience is wearing so thin.
Super thin.
Like, I've been out here for like an hour at this point waiting for everything to go together, and I'm just standing out here in the fucking snow. Like, I like snow, but I'm like white out. My beard is fucking caked in it.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Because it's coming down like,
yeah, like
heavy.
Steady, thick smell.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm not with the shits at all.
Right.
So finally, they're like, dude's like, yeah, we're going to have another cop come out and administer the breathalyzer.
Sure.
Car's on the tow truck. You guys can go. So we get in the car. We go home. I smoke copious amounts of weed. To calm my nerves, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
At this point, the kids weren't at home.
You're home.
Right. I'm home. No
frazzled.
There. Frustrated.
Gone through some emotional.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is like a roller coaster of an evening. You know,
yeah.
Lots of highs, and then this one big low. Like,
right.
Like, so, yeah, calm that down. And then this morning, we went to brunch. You know, aside from driving to Terry Americana for brunch. Shout out to Americana for having me. Brunch. I went back.
Yeah.
So that was a good time. It's her first time having gone there. So she greatly enjoyed it. She doesn't really drink, but I got her to get the mimosa, so she was feeling nice.
Yeah.
So all in all, it was a solid birthday weekend, just brought down by this one dumb bitch who decided to drink and then go for a night drive in a snowstorm. So for all you people who use that as a cover, like, oh, you know, the roads are already going to be bad, I have this excuse, or maybe I come, it's slipping, so that might be why I'm a little swerved, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. If you're not paying attention and you T-bone somebody,
they're
going to give you a breathalyzer test. So if you want to play that game, you can, but just remember, you're out here affecting real people's lives, real people's livelihood, because now we got to worry about getting a rental car, and we got to worry about this, that, and the other, so people can go to work and
Wait. The epilogue is that you did some research on this lady, yeah?
Yes. So as she was in the car, I get home, we're chilling, whatever. I go to the Polk County inmates and start looking, blah, 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 blah. Come to find out, she did indeed get arrested. And, of course, they searched her car because that's what happens when you get arrested. So it was her second offense, OWI, with an open container.
Woo.
And, like, endangerment, because that's what happens when you're out driving drunk in a snowstorm, you know, and you cause an accident. So, of course, their insurance will have to cover it. We don't have to worry about anything like that. We're not going to have to come out of pocket for anything.
Right.
But this bitch is going to do a minimum, because I wouldn't check. I'm like, okay, so what happens in Iowa for these offenses?
Yeah.
And minimum for a second OWI is 7 days in jail, max of 2 years, depending on basically what happens with it. The fact that she caused an accident means it's likely going to be more than 7 days.
Yeah.
Not to mention like the $8,000 to $10,000 in fines she has. And the fact that she's probably going to lose her job because that's what happens when you can't go to work because you got to spend time in jail because you want to be a fucking idiot and drive drunk.
Will.
So,
Will.
Yeah.
So I hear my...
Not only
questions.
That, but you're old. Like, you're about to be 34. Why are you making these decisions? This is not like I'm just 21 and I'm making bad decisions because I'm young and don't know better. You definitely know better because this is your second offense that you've got caught for.
And the thing is, like, usually with shit like that, too, like, people who like, get caught in that shit, like, this is a habit.
Oh, yeah.
And you just get caught a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, this is, like... Yeah,
the norm.
Habitual behavior. So just a couple quick like kind of follow up questions. So okay, black man in the suburbs.
Yeah.
How weird was it to be calling the cops? Let's talk about that for a second.
It was definitely strange.
Yeah.
Because that's not something that I've ever been one to do. Like, it's just not in me to do so.
Because, like, the notion of this going a completely different way is always on the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, how many times have we seen videos of black motorists who have called the cops themselves to get roadside assistance end up dead?
Yeah.
Because the cops show up and escalate a situation and start asking a bunch of irrelevant questions. And then it turns deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least that you get assaulted or put in jail.
Right.
Because, like, what happened to the dude who's like, who's having some trouble with his own car and someone called the cops and said that he was stealing his own vehicle?
Right. He got shot.
Did he get shot or get arrested? Something.
There was one.
Yeah. But, exactly. Yeah. The point is,
right.
Like, for you to like make those calls, how did that feel? What was?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, even in this situation where it was heightened emotions, adrenaline was high,
yeah,
all this, that, and the other. The entire time, I was conscious of my attitude and my behavior.
Yeah,
which was upsetting in itself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because here I am, like, my significant other could have been actually hurt. Like, you hit her door and slid back and fucked up the rest of the car.
Right.
She could have been injured.
Yeah.
So I'm already, like, amped up on that. Like, this person that I care about.
Yeah, the adrenaline and the feelings and all that.
My 2-year-old daughter's side of the car had she been in the car.
Right.
Like, so I'm already amped up. And then you're treating me like we've known each other for years when really you just fucked up, like, horribly.
Yeah.
But still, this whole time, I'm like, I gotta keep my attitude in check because I call the police, and if they get here and I'm the one who's flying off the handle or saying how I really feel, then I could be the one. This could turn into a whole different
thing. You start to get perceived as a threat and da 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 da.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, so that in and of itself was interesting because I'm calling for somebody who's basically supposed to come and determine fault and do the right things. I'm following the steps that I'm supposed to, but this whole time I'm like making sure that I am making the safe decisions for myself,
right,
and the person I care about, because I still got kids I gotta go,
yeah,
I gotta be home for.
So quick, like a hypothetical, if the offending motorist was black, would you have snitched?
I still would have called. I absolutely still would have called.
Yeah.
Just due to the fact that that's protocol, and I'm not trying, like,
for insurance purposes, yeah, and da da da.
Like, yeah. I'm not trying to have my premiums go up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah. Right.
So, yes, I still would have done so. As far as, I also don't think, though, that I don't think the drunk driving would have come to light had they been, because I just feel like, in general, black people aren't quite that friendly to just offer that information freely. And had it been the case, then we know that the cops were coming. It would have been a very cut and dry, almost like, you know, like, listen, this is what's happening. This is what it was. Exchange the information. Everybody's okay. All right, everybody go home. Live your life.
Right.
But the fact that this person was just so forthcoming with this information and acting like it was no big deal, laughing about it, like, oh, I'm not going to jail. Like, no, bitch, you are. You could have killed somebody.
Right.
Like,
surprise.
That's where you belong.
Like, surprise.
Had you not, and even with her, had she not said any of that, it wouldn't have happened. She did it to herself.
Because,
no, I'm not just going to be like, oh, I smell. Like, that would have been for the cop to determine. I don't know if somebody's doing this, bitch. Am I just taking some mouthwash? That's none of my business.
Right.
I just know that she hit me. But the fact that you felt so comfortable with us after you put our lives in danger to say that, oh, I've been drinking tonight? No. Because clearly you think that drink you had is more important than my life. And that's not the case. So I really can't say. I doubt it would have come to that, though, had the offended motorist been black.
Fair. Well, that being said, don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Snow is bullshit.
driving in snow is bullshit.
No. I'm gonna stick with it. This snow is bullshit.
Agreed.
But for all of our friends and listeners who are nearby or in the Midwest, stay warm, stay toasty. Don't go out unless you absolutely like need to.
Yep.
Or, you know what, go out and have some shenanigans, go sledding, get in touch with your inner child.
Go have fun, and don't go drink and then drive down side streets thinking that everything's going to be okay.
That's right. That being said, we appreciate you listening.
Yep.
Of course, be sure to follow us on Facebook and on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
drop your comments, drop your stories about dealing with the snow and all these shenanigans. And of course, this is all brought to you with our help from Android DSM, Power Up,
and Susie Sweet Treats. Seed ingredient is love, not cocaine. See you next week, same black time,
same black channel.
All right, peace.